Hello and welcome to Weekly Dev Tips. I'm Steve Smith, aka rDallas. This is episode 14, where I'll be talking about the lowly enum type in C# and related languages. Don't forget, you can follow Weekly Dev Tips on Twitter as well as in your favorite podcast app. And if you're finding these tips to be helpful, please take a moment to leave a review on iTunes or Stitcher. I really appreciate it. This episode is sponsored by DevIQ. DevIQ offers online training for software developers and designers covering topics like UX, .NET development, and my own course on ASP.NET Core. Check them out at deviq.com. All right, so today we're going to talk about smarter enumerations. Enumerations are a very primitive type that are frequently overused, and in many scenarios, objects are actually a better choice. In my experience, enums are an extremely common construct in applications. They provide a simple way to give labels to numeric values. They're especially useful for efficiently capturing a set of flag values by using binary and or operations on values set to powers of 2. However, as primitive value types, they don't have the capability to add behavior to the values they represent, and this often results in a particular flavor of the primitive obsession code smell that I discussed in episode 12. One of the first signs that you'll see that you're stretching the limits of an enum in C# is if you find that you want to display the names associated with the values to the user. And some of those names perhaps have spaces in them when they're displayed. For example, you might have a roles enum that includes a sales representative name. This will be all one word because it has to be a valid label in C#. Now, if you display that in a drop-down list in the UI, you'll want to have a space between sales and representative. There are a few hacky ways to achieve this. The first would be to parse the name of the enum and insert spaces anywhere you find capital letters in the middle of the string. Another common one is to add an attribute that contains the user-friendly version of the enum's name, and if this attribute is present, use it when displaying the enum's name. Both of these can work, and I've seen them both work, but they're not ideal. They both require more code outside of the enum, making it harder to work with and scattering logic related to the enum into other types in your application. While we're on the topic of displaying enum values to end users, another fairly common requirement in this area is to control which enum options are displayed to the user. Once again, you can use attributes to control this behavior, or maybe even some kind of naming convention for the enum labels. Maybe add a visible or hidden suffix and then strip that off when you're displaying the name. As you can guess, both of these approaches just lead you further down the path of cluttering up your non-enum code to accommodate the lack of behavior within the enums themselves. What you really need is a better abstraction, and this is, as I mentioned, an example of the primitive obsession code smell. So an alternative to enums is something I call enumeration classes, or sometimes the smart enum pattern. You'll also hear this referred to as strongly typed enums. With this pattern, you start with a class definition that includes the basic capabilities of an enum type, such as having a simple name and value. Then you define the set of available options as static properties on the class. For example, if you were creating a roles enumeration class, you would add static properties on the roles class itself for things like administrator or sales representative. These static properties would be of type roles, or role if you prefer singular, and working with these static instances would mirror working with enums. That is, a client that's working with this code would simply type roles dot, and then if you're using an IDE with auto-completion capabilities, it will pop up and show to you the different options that are available, using the static properties to represent those possible options. This will work just like a standard enum type would. Since you're representing your options as a class, you now have the ability to add any behavior you might require. If you need to display the value in a certain way, you can add a property or method to accommodate this. If you need to add metadata that will determine when or whether a particular option is visible or available to a given user or context, you can add this as well. When you do, the business logic that you're adding is encapsulated within the enumeration class rather than spread throughout your user interface code. If you're looking to get started with this approach, or if any of the pain points that I've described regarding enums sounds familiar from your own application, I've created a GitHub repo and NuGet package at rdallas.smartenum. You'll find a link to it in the show notes. I've also written several articles over the years on this topic, and they're in the show notes. The link is weeklydevtips.com/014. That's it for this week. Thank you for listening. Please consider leaving a review on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you found this podcast. Be sure to catch up on the previous episodes of Weekly Dev Tips, and I'll see you next time on weeklydevtips.com.